WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood Stoic Life Coach. Ever feel like your relationships are a tangled mess of miscommunication and frustration? You're not alone. We live in a world that throws communication curveballs at us left and right, text messages getting misinterpreted, online arguments blowing up, even simple conversations feeling like we're speaking different languages. But what if I told you there's a way to build stronger, healthier relationships through clear, open, and honest communication? That's exactly what we're diving into today on The Stoic Life. Because let's face it, building genuine connections with people is one of the most rewarding aspects of life. But it takes work, especially in this fast-paced digital world. So buckle up, because we are about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you become a communication master and build those rock-solid relationships you crave. First things first. Listen more than you speak. Seriously, put down your phone, look the other person in the eye, and truly hear what they are saying. Think of it like this: we all have an inner monologue going on constantly, right? Sometimes, we just need someone to acknowledge and validate those thoughts, even if they seem small or insignificant. When you actively listen, you show respect, build trust, and create a safe space for genuine connection. Second, be mindful of your words. Think before you speak. Choose language that's kind, compassionate, and constructive. Avoid accusatory statements or blaming the other person. Instead, focus on expressing your own feelings and needs using as statements. For example, instead of saying, "You never listen to me," try, "I feel unheard when I don't get a response." See the difference? It's about owning your experience without putting the other person on the defensive. Third, practice empathy. Put yourself in their shoes. Try to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Remember, everyone comes from different backgrounds and experiences, which shapes their thoughts and feelings. By showing empathy, you create a bridge of understanding and build stronger connections. Think about it like this. Wouldn't you want someone to try and understand your side of the story? Fourth, be assertive, not aggressive. This is where communication gets tricky, right? You want to express your needs and boundaries clearly while respecting the other person's feelings. Assertiveness is about finding that sweet spot, being confident and direct without being demanding or controlling. It's about saying no when you need to, while also being willing to compromise and find solutions that work for both parties. And finally, don't be afraid of silence. We live in a world where constant chatter is the norm, but sometimes the most powerful communication happens in silence. Take a moment to pause, reflect, and listen to your inner voice. Silence can give you clarity, space to process emotions, and create a sense of calm during tense conversations. Let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine you're having dinner with friends, and someone makes a comment that feels insensitive or hurtful. What do you do? Do you stay silent and let it slide, potentially letting resentment build up? Or do you take a moment to breathe, listen to your feelings, and then communicate your perspective assertively but respectfully? You could say something like, "Hey, I understand you didn't mean anything by it, but that comment made me feel a little uncomfortable. Can we talk about it?" See how that opens up the conversation in a constructive way? By being open and honest, you can turn a potentially awkward situation into an opportunity for growth and understanding. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? Listen more than you speak, choose your words carefully, practice empathy, be assertive but respectful, and don't underestimate the power of silence. Remember, building healthy relationships is a continuous journey. It takes effort, patience, and a willingness to learn and grow. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. So go out there, communicate with intention, and build those amazing connections that enrich your life. And if you found this episode helpful, I'd love to hear from you. Share your thoughts on social media, leave a review, or even send me a message directly. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay strong, stay stoic, and keep building those awesome relationships.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.